First of all, that feeling is beautiful. So you admire it. You don't want to let go of it. Selfishly, you put it in a cage. As long as it's in a cage, no happiness for you. As soon as you let it out of the cage, you give up your ownership on it. That's a difficult stuff, right? Eating, not to be eaten, reproducing. This is what it is, right? So giving up what is good for you, what you like, yes, you have to give it up. Because if you don't give it up, if you don't empty, you're full. So nothing could be added to you. You have to let go of something. But let's see how he brought it in. You started with the first paragraph. Okay, once upon a time, there was a merchant, there was a parrot, and the merchant wanted to go to India and ask everyone, what do you want? Then, started right from the first paragraph. You started with this poetic approach of the parrot to the other parrots. How come? What was the parrot asking for? Do you remember? Yeah, he was asking me all that. Actually, he was asking me everything. Because he was saying that you have to remember me. Remember me when you drink. Remember me when you're happy. Because I'm with you. Connection was there. Asking for connection. That connection brought by. First paragraph is that beautiful one. At the end of it, you will even go to talk about some strange stuff that, listen, this 19-year-old is not really nightmare. He's not a little bird. This is like a dragon, a fire dragon. This is not a simple stuff, because this parrot loves itself and as a small part of the system and the totality of the system, in love with itself and looking for love, means there is a state of being that there is no division. Remember the last verse is that he is a lover of the universal and he himself is the universal. He is in love with himself and seeking his own love. All was explanation of what? The fire in the parrot. And this parrot, if you listen to the parrot, normally you don't. What do? You feed the parrot. With what? With what you think is the best for that. And you enjoy it being in cage, don't you? Let's talk about this parrot. If this parrot is the essence of love, what do you do with the essence of love in you? Anyway, the first thing, the most obvious stuff you do with the thought and feeling and essence of love in you, you want to be in control of it. That's putting the parrot in cage. Your parrot is in cage because the merchant wants to be in control. Your brain wants to be in control. Remember? That parrot to us is the heart. But your heart is in cage. And he talked about this. The parrot talked about the nostalgia of freedom, of flying away, and missing the other parrots. Because this parrot, which is in you, let's go back to the breath. What is the breath in you? The breath of creator, right? What do you think is in him? one. You understand that in meekness? There is one breath in all of us. Not that each of us is a blue man. It's not like that. Okay? There is something which doesn't belong to us, but it's in all of us. That vague feeling that sometimes in strange moments, when it is provoked, it will jump out and will surprise even us. That feeling of selflessness. That's there. It's not about having a strategy that, okay, this is it. Should I be in Ferrari here, in this distance? That was the first paragraph. What was the second paragraph? Anybody remember? He didn't let go. He knew that this is a long one. Couple of paragraphs and the story will stop for some explanation to come in and all that. You know, he's talking about love. The second paragraph is starting to work with a very short explanation. Such like is the tale of the parrot, which is the soul. I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me because soul doesn't make sense. So, because in Persian there is a difference between these words. This is John. This is a two-tier Johnism, some of that. It means this life has that parrot. And nobody is really close to the birds. It means you don't tend to that thought in you, the essence of thought, because you're busy thinking. You're busy using the tool, you forget the existence of the tool. Said, okay, there is this little bird which is in you. It is so powerful that it contains all the army of Solomon in it. Aren't you looking for some power? Aren't you power thirsty? You are. And you miss this one because this one looks very small to you. That essence of love looks very small in you. How come? First of all, you know that no one knows what love is really, except the lover, but everybody pretends that they know. And everybody knows that love is not something that is very normal and it happens every day. And a lot of people believe that love does not exist really. It's only in the stories, because looking around, you don't see it. Right? You need to change your glasses. Your vision is distorted. That's what happened to you. It's cross-eyed, remember? That's what happened to you. It will come back to you, inshallah. But remember, this little bird, if this one cries out, outer space will listen. Because this bird is connected to Creator. One, O God, from this bird, and 60 answer, positive answer, will come back to the bird. Do you remember these verses? This is second paragraph of the story. At every moment to him from God, 100 missives, 100 couriers. From him, one, O my Lord, and from God, 100 labbaik. In Persian is 60. I don't know why that. It's 60 answers. What does that mean? It means this bird, which is not connected to you, and you are not mahram with it, means you are not close to it, is mahram to the God. You remember this bird belongs to the breath. And it's his, not yours. Because love is a gift. If the essence of it is a gift, and you have to be lucky to have it. Remember here, we don't guarantee that if you do this, if you do that, it happens. We only will say what? There are two things only. First of all, we say, look at this But the knowledge will increase your chances at least, logically. But that's not what we're talking about. We know that it's not the matter of arriving to a point and achieving something. The trip itself is the life. Walking the path, not arriving somewhere. These are the things that he brings in. He will say, oh, this birdie is the best ever. The worst thing of this bird is the best thing in the universe and all that. He went even to talk about the existence and non-existence. Makan and La Makan in Arabic has two different meanings. One is the space, the place, and La Makan means no place. Then Makan has another meaning, which is the possibility. Imkan and Mumkin means the possible and impossible. All of them together is this, and so he said, I will not describe this anymore. God knows when you will understand what I'm talking about this. This is how the merchant accepted the message. Remember, this explanation didn't come after the things started. Merchant asked the question, first paragraph, second paragraph, he said, okay, this is what this bird is talking about. This nostalgia and all that. And this bird is the best ever. Let's go back to the story. Third paragraph. Third paragraph, the merchant is in India. What will happen? Merchant will observe something that we and you have to observe. The death of a parrot. How did he describe it, Rumi? From the point of view of the merchants, remember? And what was that? What word could ruin your life? One wrong saying could ruin everything. Because he interpreted the reaction as what? He didn't understand this is a message. He see a parrot dying, and in his mind, something is lost. This is the logic of the merchant. We often knowing the story, we know something else happened. That parrot faked the death. Fell down to send a message. It didn't dawn. So there was nothing wrong with the merchant taking the message over there. But the merchant didn't like to be the messenger. No merchant will like that. Have you seen any? The best merchant gave up the merchandise and was kicked out. Because when you become messenger, you don't win. You have to give. All the prophets are like that. Muhammad was a very good merchant, you know that. Then, when he became the messenger, he started to talk about the message, he was kicked out. That's how it is. When you become a messenger, you will lose everything to gain one thing only. What is it? What is that one thing that the messengers bring? You see, they have a painful experience here because they face the rest of us. Even if we don't kill them and we don't bother them, they leave. Rumi later will explain this. This is like a deer living in a stable with the 50 animals, something like that. The one thing they have is that touch, being in touch. And that's the source of satisfaction. We give them all the miseries and they are satisfied. They don't ask for that prophecy to take him back. They don't regret even their death. Because everything turns upside down. The merchant doesn't understand this. We'll go through a long argument and Jerome will follow him. Why?